fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holster Studios, the best part of the week has just begun. This isn't the end of your week. No, this is the beginning of your week. We're going to do something a little bit different in this hour of the program with you today. It can't happen to me, they say. It doesn't happen to me, they say. I live in a good end of town, they say. I live in a nice neighborhood. That's what they say. It can't happen to me. It doesn't happen here. It's never happened here before, as far as I know. Why would I expect it to happen to me now? That sentiment can get you killed. Or at the very least, locked into a bathroom at gunpoint while all of your personal belongings and those of your employers are being robbed at gunpoint, finding yourself lucky to be alive. More about that in just a minute. I have to get this out. I'm tired of this. I'm so sick and so tired of the news of the protesters across the country and the treatment that they're being given by the mainstream press. Mayor de Blasio says it's time for an honest conversation on racism. That's what Mayor de Blasio says. Hold on to yourself, Sean. I hear you coming out of your skin. I want you to hold on there with me. I want you to walk with me here.
Okay.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Sunday, I'm quoting from a AP, actually a Fox News piece, could have been any number of them. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Sunday that Americans must have an honest conversation in this country about a history of racism, while saying police departments in the United States must be retrained to change the fundamental relationship between police and community. So here we have, yet again, another obnoxious New York mayor attempting to dictate to the rest of the country what needs to be done because he can't get a handle on crime in his city. Of course, he was talking to ABC This Week with none other than George Stephanopoulos. And he says, quoting, "This is true all over the country. We have to retrain police forces in how to work with communities differently. We have to work on things like body cameras that would provide different levels of transparency and accountability," the mayor said. "This is something systemic," he said, "and we bluntly have to talk about the historic racial dynamics that underlie this," is what Mayor DiBlutio said. Mayor DiBlutio needs to get his head out of his patootio and do it quickly. I remember New York City under Dinkins. Remember Dinkins? I know, you got to dig back, but do you remember Mayor Dinkins? Do you remember Ed Koch? You ever spend any time in New York City? Did you ever drive the Bowery in Manhattan? Did you ever run up north of 100th? Remember that? Remember 42nd Street? Remember the garbage piled in the streets? Remember the stench in New York City? Crime was rampant during those days, and it took a mayor, Giuliani, who came in and fixed all of that garbage. And with great police work, made New York City the safest big city, arguably, and I believe the statistics bear me out here, the safest big city in the world. He got a handle on crime. Mayor de Blasio says, as he throws the police department that is charged with protecting him also under the proverbial bus, "We have a whole series of things we have to do to change the dynamics in our city," de Blasio told Stephanopoulos. "This is true all over the country," he said. "Our police keep us safe," the mayor continued, "and yet there's been, as I said, not just decades of problems, a history of centuries of racism that undergird this reality." That's what de Blasio said. "We can transcend that. We believe in New York City retraining our entire police force that it's going to make a huge difference." That's what he said on Meet the Press. He said, "You've got to be able to move the jurisdictional threshold, which Congress can do. Congress needs to put money," he says, "in the Justice Department to investigate these cases." Holder's already investigating these cases that he's referring to, and unfortunately for Holder, he's not going to be able to come up with anything. He continued, "We got to go to bring protests to where it goes into legislation." This is Sharpton now, who said you've got to be able to move the jurisdictional threshold. That was Sharpton, not de Blasio. Congress, Sharpton said, needs to put money in the Justice Department to investigate these cases. Hey, Reverend, they are. "We got to bring protests to where it goes into legislation. Otherwise, we'll be back here again," Sharpton said. That tells you everything you need to know, that they're quoting Sharpton, period, on anything. Tells you anything you need to know about the mainstream press in this America, in this country, in America, that is holding Sharpton up in the sense of any authority whatsoever. It's a joke. There's one thing missing from all of these statements. In not one case did they mention the criminal. In not one case, not one sentence, did they say anything about crime and criminals. So let's give you this. Walk with me here. If you believe that the police hate you and the police are racist, if you believe that, fine. That's the beauty of America. You can believe what you want. Maybe you've lived it. That's not the debate that I'm trying to have here. What I'm doing is I'm giving it to you. How about that? You want to take it from me? I'm giving it to you. You believe that the police hate you and that all police are racists. You believe that. If the statistics and the numbers mean nothing to you and your only focus is on race, then fine, okay? I'll run with you on that. I'm giving it to you, so take it. Now that I've given you that, I'm going to ask you to walk with me for a minute here. A little tit for tat. Real simple equation here. If, in fact, you believe that the police are, in fact, racist and biased against you, that they hate you, wouldn't you want to avoid that person? Wouldn't that be your objective, to avoid that person? Why would you want to have any confrontation with someone who you believe hates you and put yourself in a position with someone in a position of authority, armed, who you believe hates you and may kill you? Does that make sense? Wouldn't you do everything in your power to avoid that person? Now, in order to avoid that person, walk with me here. It might be a true statement that by doing so, by avoiding that person and a potential confrontation with someone who you believe might want to do you harm or your own death, that by avoiding that person, you could avoid that situation in its entirety. Wouldn't that be a true statement? Okay, so now that we've gotten that far, I can make this really simple for you. Being that a police officer's job is to protect citizens from criminal activity, to keep you and your community safe, then the best way to avoid an encounter with the police, who you believe may harm you or even kill you, because you believe the police are racist, or at the very least, simply biased against you for whatever reason, then how about not committing a crime in the first place to begin with? Oh, there's a thought. Wouldn't that make sense to you? Eric Garner's widow in New York City, the individual who died from the chokehold. I know, I've seen the video. I'm not here to talk about the video. I didn't sit on the grand jury. I didn't listen to 22 days or whatever it was, or 22 pages or witnesses. That's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk with you about avoidance. We talk about avoidance on this program all the time. Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. Sean, jump in here with me. Don't we discuss that fairly regularly here?
Yes.
Isn't the best way to avoid a confrontation with a criminal the best way to avoid a gunfight is what? To prepare to avoid it by being aware, correct?
Yes.
The best way to win a gunfight is to avoid it at all costs. Isn't that true?
Yes, any fight.
Then wouldn't it be a true statement to say if you want to avoid a confrontation and a chokehold and handcuffs, to avoid that confrontation with the officer to begin with?
Yes.
Is that a safe statement to make?
I try to.
wouldn't the easiest way to avoid that confrontation be simply to not violate the law?
Yes.
Is that a crazy racist statement that I just made?
I don't think so, but...
Okay, so if we avoid breaking the law, we generally avoid confrontations with police officers, correct?
Yes. At least
We're not going to get pulled over for speeding if we're following the speed limits, right? Okay. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
In every single case these protesters are protesting, there was criminal activity involved. Multiple felonies in Ferguson, by an individual who tried to steal a police officer's gun and murder him with it. They like to forget that fact. Eric Garner in New York City was violating the law. He had a rap sheet 30 charges long. He was trying to avoid his 31st charge. De Blasio was glossing over that as if it doesn't matter. And the store owner who called law enforcement did so because he was taking business away from him. Because let's face facts here and walk with me here. The store owner was in compliance with the law and had every right to stop the law-breaking activity going on in front of his shop that was costing him money. Correct? So by avoiding that conversation, de Blasio and Sharpton and everybody else, you are in fact excusing criminal behavior. Enough said. Back after this.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the program. Interesting conversation we're getting ready to have. I say that, you know, we live in an upside down world. We're living in upside down times, and it is crazy. It's mind boggling, really, to watch and see where people's priorities are laid out. And all you got to do is turn the news on anymore. It's difficult to watch. I know that. I feel the same thing you feel. It's frustrating. I try not to have anything of any weight in my hand that can be lofted through the air and possibly destroy my television when I'm watching some of this garbage, some of the stuff that comes out of people's mouths. It's just unbelievable. Regarding the protests, what we're seeing and what we're hearing is almost hard to wrap your head around. Sean, I want you to jump in here with me for just 1 second.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Are you seeing the same excuse? See, here we talk about the media. I mentioned the media just about every week.
Yes.
My disdain for the mainstream press is well known. My contempt for the mainstream media is well known.
Mm-hmm.
But I often state that the mainstream media controls the conversation not only by virtue of what they tell you, but also by virtue of what they leave out. In fact, that, I believe, is one of the most dangerous forms of censorship that we face in this country today. That's how the media shapes what we see and hear. It's how they shape the debate. It's how they create the news.
Mm-hmm.
By telling you what they want you to hear and leaving out what they don't. We all know that to be the case. How many networks covered the bonehead, what's his name? What was his name? He's running away from me because I'm off topic here a little bit. But the liar called us all stupid. What's his name? The Obamacare kook. See, I mean, he's so worthless, man, I can't remember his name.
Are you talking about
You can't either. It was contagious.
You're talking about the guy that said...
Gruber. I'm talking about Gruber. None of the networks covered him. It took 2 weeks for them to get a hold of this guy. Yeah. That's how they shape the narrative in this country.
They should have been talking about him back in 2010.
When de Blasio and the rest of them, the progressive liberal machine, the protesters, who are simply using this as an excuse to commit violence, gloss over the criminal activity by the individuals involved, they are, in fact, excusing criminal behavior.
Well, see, but you're talking about... No, it's not that they're excusing criminal behavior. They just don't want to talk about responsibility. Because as long as you're responsible for your life, then they don't have people to follow them. Remember, the progressive thought is... You need us in order to survive. And the only way you need someone is if you cannot be responsible. And that's what it is.
I understand that. But I want to get to the deeper issue of crime.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, by refusing to discuss it, by refusing to tell you that Eric Garner, and I can hear him right now, he's blaming the victim. You know, Eric Garner died in this. That video was disturbing. I'll be the first one to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
Very disturbing. My initial reaction to that video was probably like anybody else who saw it. Wow, really? That was my first thought. However, you have to understand that we weren't there. Yes, I know, we saw the video. But we've got to get past that for a second. We've got to move to the activity that put us in that position. We cannot forget to talk about that. Had Eric Garner woke up and went to work that day or did whatever he did that wasn't violating the law, there would have been no confrontation with law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
period. That is a fair, safe statement to make. If Garner had not violated the law, had chosen not to violate the law that day, he would be alive today.
Mm-hmm.
By stating anything else is excusing his unlawful behavior. And I'm not going to do that here on Armed American Radio. We discuss how to keep yourself safe from said criminal behavior. Oh, all he was doing was selling cigarettes. I don't care what he was doing. He was breaking the law, which caused his confrontation with law enforcement, whose job it is to stop people from violating our nation's laws. We are a country of law and order. Now, you would never know that, hence the danger,
when we have a president who willfully violates the law. It foments this type of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And lends credence to their excuses. Which is why America must rid itself of this cancer. Now I'm going to go down a whole different path, and I don't want to do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stay back on the law-abiding activity. It makes perfect sense, Mom and Dad, that if you teach your children right from wrong and teach them to follow the law rather than break the law, more than likely they will avoid confrontation with law enforcement that could get them hurt.
I would think so.
Now let's go on to more violent crime. Let's go to some violent crime. I opened up the show with, it can't happen to me. It doesn't happen here, they say. This is a good neighborhood. I live in a good neighborhood, she says. You follow me so far? Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
I pick up the paper. I pull up the internet. I look on my phone, and all these terrible things I see on the news happens to other people. Less than a mile from my home yesterday, a neighbor of mine had a gun pulled on her early in the morning, opening up a local retail shop by an individual who obviously didn't belong there, dressed in black, wearing a hood, black clothes, white gloves, large gun, robbed her and the retail establishment before exiting. But it can't happen here. This is a nice neighborhood. And it is a nice neighborhood. And it can't happen to me. It happens to other people, they say. Much like de Blasio needs to get his head out of his Patasio, maybe you might need to do the same thing. And that's what we're going to talk with you about today for the remainder of this hour on Armed American Radio. There are resources for you to teach you, to educate you how to, number one, avoid situations like this. Now, in this particular case, very difficult, Sean, you would agree with me, for an individual who is working in a retail establishment, getting up on a Saturday morning to go do their job. I'm sure that person would much rather have been doing something else.
Yes.
Than getting up and going to work at 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
I don't want to do it.
Doing the right thing.
Yep.
I'm sure that person probably could have found an area of a city to stand outside and sell non-taxed stolen cigarettes, like Eric Garner did, but chose to get up and do the right thing, go to work, and feed themselves and their family. And in the meantime, that person had no idea when they rolled out of bed, took their shower, drove right down the street to a very nice neighborhood in a very nice retail establishment that less than 5 minutes later they would have a handgun in their face and their lives being threatened as they were being herded into a back room like cattle and having their personal belongings stolen along with that of their employers. We'll teach you how to defend yourself against that when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house.
There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studio. So how do you protect yourself against crime like that? What do you do? Well, that's a great question. It's also, in that particular case, could be virtually impossible to answer. And I'll tell you why. Because the retail establishment that the individual works for that was robbed less than a mile down the road from my home yesterday as an anti-gun policy. Imagine that. No guns. So that person has to make a decision. Do I go to work armed in violation of company policy? Or do I risk being killed by an individual who doesn't respect the no guns policy?
I have a question.
Most criminals do. Sean, go ahead.
Okay, so it has an anti-gun policy, right?
Correct, yes. No guns allowed.
Now, let me ask you this. You have the right to carry a gun, right?
Well, let me say this. Let me say this, that this establishment is not posted no guns.
Mm-hmm.
It is their no gun policy for their employees.
Mm-hmm. But you have legal right to carry a gun, right?
Of course.
Okay. Well,
constitutional.
Right. Well, I think they may be mad at me. If I was an employee, I'd be honest with you. At a retail store.
Here's the reason I say this. I could very well, and I thought this goes through my head, and I want it to go through your head. This is what I'm trying to impart to you today here on AAR. I want you to think about this. The next time you head out to the grocery store the next time you head out to the drugstore, the next time you head out to get your nails done, maybe to get your hair cut, maybe to go pick up a beer, maybe to go to KFC, maybe to go to McDonald's. I want you to think about this. This is part of preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques. At first, you have to think, this can happen to me. This can happen to me. I can be robbed in the drive-thru at McDonald's in a nice part of town. Criminals are mobile. They have automobiles, motor scooters, motorbikes, feet. It can happen to you. You can walk in to an armed robbery in a store. Maybe you went to a convenience store to get that lottery ticket in hopes you're going to hit the $500,000 fantasy five. Good for you. Good luck. You can walk in on an armed robbery. It happens all the time. In fact, it's happening right now as I speak to you somewhere across this country in more than one place. Some of those places are good areas of town. I want you to remember this. I want you to wake up to this. The holidays are approaching. One of them is past. We're coming into the Christmas season. Every year at this time, we remind you to be cognizant, be very aware of your surroundings. Prepare to avoid by being aware. You've heard some of the greatest trainers and experts in the world on this program, particularly at this time of year, as we remind people when you're coming out with your hands filled with packages. Criminals see that too. The individual who robbed this neighbor of mine, this local resident a mile down the road from my house and put a gun in her face, had been in that store before. I can promise you that. He was caught on videotape. You can go to armedamericanradio.com on Facebook, or you head to facebook.com/armedamericanradio and you can see a picture of it, of what she saw walk through that door. Very menacing. Not what you want to see at 7 a.m. in the morning, I can promise you that. But the first step is understanding and realizing that, yes, this can happen to me. And once you accept that you are not immune and that it doesn't happen to everyone else but you, because your head is out of your patootie, then you can begin taking the necessary steps. And this is going to sound like a commercial for the United States Concealed Carry Association. It's not meant to be. The United States Concealed Carry Association is the one place I turned years ago for the resources, the one-stop shop. It's overwhelming. How do I learn about this stuff? Where do I go get information? There are books galore from some of the greatest writers, some of the greatest trainers in the world, in many different places. They're everywhere. Robert Waters in The Best Defense, or The Best Defense book series. Fantastic. The catalyst for the first two books, because we're working on a third, but my first two books, Lessons from Armed America and Lessons from Unarmed America. Many of you know me, have heard me many, many times. I witnessed what appeared to be a carjacking unfolding in front of my vehicle about 12 years ago. I was armed. When the individuals couldn't get into the vehicle that was their intended target, they turned their attention towards me. I drew my firearm and pointed it directly at the chest of two individuals who were standing 8 feet in front of me. I had a two-week-old little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was going home, bud. I was going home, and I was going to go home at their expense if necessary, but I had trained for that.
Yep.
I had trained for that.
I went through that, too.
Well, the training is fantastic, but it will never give you the physiological response. You can come close to it. You can mimic it closely, but you can never quite get to the level of adrenaline rush that you get in a real situation when it unfolds. Everything happens very quickly, yet everything happens very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
A very frightening situation. It can happen to you, regardless of where you live. Crimes are committed in gated communities. Crimes affect people who make over $100,000 a year.
I know at one time that crime was happening more in gated communities than they were anywhere else.
You know, criminals know. They're not stupid.
Yeah.
And I would venture to say that at the retail establishment down the road from my home, if they had a widely publicized pro-gun policy, that scumbag A probably would have gone somewhere else. That could be debated. It has been debated. We've talked about it here many, many times with some of the best in the business. But I want to go back to the United States Concealed Carry Association. At the time I had to pull my firearm, it was non-existent. And over the years, I've become very involved with the organization. They are, of course, the main sponsor of this program. And over the years, they have become the nation's powerhouse, the nation's educational resource to learn the things that we talk to you about on this program every single day. The magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, is chock full of the best information from some of the best and most knowledgeable trainers and writers in the world. The best. And I've been a part of that organization on and off for over almost 12 years now. But everything, that resource, and in addition to that, not to mention the protection, the insurance protection that they offer you, the three levels of insurance, self-defense insurance that they offer you, should you happen to be. What would have happened to me, Sean, if I had walked into that establishment, as I have done many, many times in the past in that very establishment at that very time, and could very well have yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, probably should have, but overslept.
Mm.
I would have been armed.
Yeah.
And what would have happened had I walked in there?
Oh, it wouldn't have been a good deal.
No, no matter what had happened, it wouldn't have been a good deal.
Exactly.
What would have happened if I were at the counter and scumbag A walked in the door and I were armed? He doesn't know what he's going to see when he walks in.
Mm-hmm.
What would have happened if scumbag A were in the midst of whatever it was they were doing as I walked in?
Mm-hmm.
Let's change it to that scenario. You can learn how to react. There are resources available for you. There is tons of incredible training out there. You hear these trainers on the show on a regular time or on a regular basis. You have time to learn how to do these things, but common sense comes first. When we come back, we'll talk about that and where you can turn for some of those resources. Yes, it can happen to you. Yes, it can. And it will if you're not paying attention. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40S&W, and 45ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp, user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. A real pleasure to have you here today. Sometimes real life happens to you, near you, around you, to those that you love and those that you know, and it's a wake-up call, isn't it? Maybe it's a car wreck. Maybe it's violent crime like we're talking about here today. Maybe it's something as simple as a slip on the ice or a fall down the steps. Real life happens to real people. Sean, you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Of course.
We try to avoid the pitfalls in life, don't we?
I do.
Okay. We try to avoid violent crime against us.
I definitely
sometimes,
do that.
Sometimes we can't. Sometimes evil visits us. You have to understand evil exists. Sometimes, and let me tell you this about evil. Written a couple books. I know a little bit about evil here. Evil exists. And you better come to grips with the fact that there are bad people who intend to do bad things to you. They are out there. And God bless you if you have yet to run into any of them. I've seen a couple in my own life up close and personal, and that's close enough for me. I made decisions about taking my life in a different direction because of some of the evil that I've seen. And I lived in nice areas. Also lived on the other side of the tracks, too. And I've seen evil on both sides of the tracks. Sean, I think you would agree with that as well.
Oh, yeah. I've seen on both sides of the track, too, yes.
There's one thing you need to know, that evil will visit you at a time and place of evil's choosing, when it's convenient for evil, when evil feels it has the upper hand, when evil tries to deprive you of your life, liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. That much I can guarantee you. And the moment that you come to grips with the fact that it can, in fact, happen to me, you can begin taking your personal and self-defense seriously. Sean, you had mentioned, I had mentioned the USCCA. I came to know the organization after getting to know the founder a number of years ago.
Yes.
When I wrote the story about what happened to me on the streets of Tampa, Florida. For those of you in Florida listening on 860 WGUL. I love you guys. Love the station. Getting back down there very soon. I will be broadcasting from the Florida State Fairgrounds from the WGUL booth in Tampa in February. I'll keep you posted on that. But I was, for those of you in Tampa, I was at the corner of Fletcher and Nebraska Avenue. And right now, somebody is driving around Tampa going, that ain't a nice area of town.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, well, I'm agreeing with you. Okay, that part area of town is well known in the area as Suitcase City for a reason, the transient nature of the area. And it is one of the highest crime rates in the city.
What's the name of the streets?
Fletcher and Nebraska Avenue.
Fletcher and Nebraska, wow.
Right. And to those in the area, know it right there on the corner of the world-famous Todd Theater. You can look it up. I won't go there. But I had an incident there and drew my handgun right there in that area. So I'm well aware that evil exists, and that wasn't the first time I had run into evil. I had seen it before. It had manifested itself to me on more than one occasion. But that was the first time I drew a firearm in defense of myself. But I was carrying my firearm. I had made the decision to carry a firearm. And, you know, it's an interesting story, and I know we don't have too much time. I like to wax a little poetic here. But I walked in from work one day, and I had got the mail, as I did every day, and set it down on the counter before I went in and changed clothes. And this little 3x5 card caught my eyes, and it was, be one of the first 500 subscribers to Concealed Carry Magazine and be in the running to win a new gun. In fact, it was a car, Car Arms. I believe it was a CW9, if I'm not mistaken. This is about 11 or 12 years ago. So I thought, wow, what a great idea. Whacked myself in the forehead. Why didn't I think of that? Because there was no resource at that time like there is today with Concealed Carry Magazine. So I jumped all over it. I became, I found out later, one of the first 50 subscribers to the magazine. I did not win the gun, but I was one of the first 500, and I did win the .45 caliber bullet keychain. That was the consolation prize. That would later be taken away from me at Tampa International Airport down the road as I was going through security. But the magazine changed my life. I all of a sudden I realized, wow, this is a source for the armed citizen. And over the years, the organization has grown to hundreds of thousands, 1.5 million on Facebook, or pushing 1.5 million fans on Facebook at USCCA. And now the world's largest, at least America's largest, single one-stop shop resource for the armed citizen. There's too much in there to tell you about. You can visit it yourself, uscca.com. And you can head over for some really cool free promotional stuff at uscca on AAR.com, uscca on AAR.com. And you can get educated about what it means to live an armed lifestyle if you decide to take your personal self-defense seriously, like I did. And like I can assure you, the young employee down the road from my home is going to do. And the many, many, many thousands of you I have met across this country in various locations, in many, many different venues, who have come up to me, and it's quite humbling, and said, thank you for what you do. You've educated me about something I never took serious. This happened to my sister. This happened to my dad. I have talked to people who have lost loved ones. I have talked to people who have used a firearm and had to kill another human being to defend their own family. This happens in real life, and it can happen to you, and there are resources available to you that you can use right now by simply visiting that website. I don't want to make it sound like a commercial, Sean. I can't help it, but it is such a huge resource for people. In fact, later on in the program, in the third hour, I will be talking with Kevin Michalowski, who is a very close friend of mine. He's also the managing and executive editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and we'll be talking about this issue. He is also active duty law enforcement. We'll get his perspective on what's been happening in Ferguson and what's been happening in these phony protests around the nation from the perspective of a law enforcement officer and editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, very involved in teaching civilians self-defense and educating you. And educating me. I mean, the wealth of information that's available to you is there. You don't have to wonder, what do I do? Where do I turn? It's overwhelming. It's not overwhelming anymore. USCCA.com. It's very powerful stuff. Coming up in the next hour of the program, Sean, I don't know if I even told you this.
I don't think so.
Ferguson, of course, in the news lately. Some people are over Ferguson. Sharpton's trying to move it to New York. De Blasio's trying to hog the screen. That's what those guys do. We're going to go back to Ferguson, and we're going to talk with Stuart Rhodes. Stuart Rhodes is the founder of the Oath Keepers, who was asked by store shop owners in Ferguson to stand armed guard and protect those stores. Stuart will be calling here. We'll be spending the hour with him about how successful they were and the face-off they had with law enforcement authorities who asked them to stand down, and they refused because they were violating no laws. Stuart Rhodes and David Kodria will be here in this next hour coming up. It's going to be huge. Do yourself a favor. Head over to USCCA.com. This time of year reminds us we need to be on our toes. Criminals are watching you. Stay safe. Be aware. Remember, preparation, avoidance, and awareness can keep you alive. USCCA.com or USCCA on AAR can keep you alive. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Back after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell us me by the clamor now, baby.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.